From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Humboldt State University looks to be on the receiving end of a donation from R.H. Emerson & Son, LLC, and from some major state and federal grants that could gain the school 884 acres of forest land near campus. HSU officials say they'd use the land for research. It includes growth of both redwood and cedar and serves as home to species including northern spotted owl, bald eagle, Pacific fisher, and red-legged frog. It also plays a role in the health downstream of coho salmon. The property is valued at $6.2 million. Well, tomorrow, the Humboldt County Office of Elections expects to release final election results. There were still some 24,000 ballots to count after election night. Election results will be released Friday. The Redwood Times reporting Measure K, which is aimed at protecting Humboldt County's undocumented immigrants from federal authorities, has 51.56% of the vote in its favor. In raw ballot numbers, the margin between passing and failing is fewer than 900 votes. Humboldt County Drug Task Force looking for your help with the apprehension of several fugitives associated with various drug trafficking organizations. Among them, Rodrigo Rios, conspiracy to distribute heroin. Also, Ariel Arguelles Sosa, cocaine distribution. Juan Barraza Hidalgo and Rudy Ismael Nunez, both wanted for transportation of a controlled substance. Oscar Carranza, possession of a controlled substance. Juan Reyes Perez and Ricardo Avalos, both wanted for transportation of a controlled substance. To date, the task force has confiscated 27 pounds of methamphetamine, 34 pounds of heroin, 3 pounds of cocaine. Some of the stats based on investigations involving these fugitives. The Trinidad Blessing of the Fleet Committee, holding the 23rd Annual Blessing of the Fleet on Thanksgiving morning. That's Thursday, November 22nd, 10 a.m. at the Harbor Overlook on the corner of Trinity and Edward Streets in Trinidad. The event intended to bless the fishermen, fishing families, and Coast Guard for their efforts and to provide for their safety on the ocean. Fortuna Police Citizens Academy participants received their certificates of completion in a ceremony last night. The academy, consisting of 8 weeks of training, meeting for 2 hours each week, allowing citizens the opportunity to get a glimpse into the world of law enforcement in Fortuna. The training intended to help the average citizen become better informed about the inner workings of the police department and to help them dispel some of the misunderstandings and myths that may exist about law enforcement in general. They also got an opportunity to learn about some of the training that police officers undergo. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.